This is Tech Thoughts with Joey, recorded on March 28th, 2019. The most unaccessible product by the world's most accessible company. Welcome to today's episode of Tech Thoughts with Joey. Today we're going to talk about Apple's event, but I'm going to focus on one piece of the event for most of this podcast, which is Apple's foray into financial services. So Apple announced Apple News Plus, Apple Card, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus and a new Apple TV app. We'll start with Apple News Plus. Apple News Plus is basically a rebranding of a company they bought called Texture. And it's a rebranding and kind of an interface update. It's a beautiful app. It works well. It made some improvements, like now there's family sharing for $9.99 a month. Then we have Apple Arcade, and that Apple News Plus is available now. Apple Arcade is our game streaming service. It's going to highly depend on developers. There's a lot of it's exclusive. You have to build a game for it. You can't sell that game anywhere else, including on the App Store. It's only for Arcade. So it's one of those things. Apple TV Plus is their streaming service, which right now only has originals. So I don't exactly know the play there, like what, like how that's going to work, because even companies like Amazon and Netflix have other studios working with them. They don't really have any other studios. They're just doing this themselves, using Jennifer for Aniston and others to do it. And then they've got the new Apple TV app that has, you can buy Showtime Stars and all that stuff. But let's go into Apple Card, because Apple Card is an interesting product and probably is the most interesting thing they actually announced. Because it is a product that, from my point of view, is really, really awesome for the people that can get it. But it is probably the most inaccessible product that Apple's ever created, because this is a product that, A, is only available in the U.S. I know Goldman Sachs has said that they're looking into international release, but as of right now, Goldman Sachs CEO said that, but as of right now, it's just the U.S. Now, the other problem is it's a credit card. I mean, credit cards by nature are not accessible to everybody. They rely on credit rating. Some people have bad credit, so they're not going to be able to get this card. So it limits you on what you can do there. I do like the Apple Card. I think it's cool. People said there was no hardware at this event. Actually, there was, because they did release one of the most over-engineered Apple products I've ever seen, which is the Apple credit card, the physical card. It's really cool. So some of the benefits to the Apple Card are, for most people, will be just it's on the phone. So you have it on the phone, it's in your wallet app, it's Apple Pay native, which is great. So it's great with that. If you use it on an Apple store and make a purchase, you get 3% daily cash. So 3% of the purchase price of the item. If you use it anywhere else, it's 2%. And if you use the physical card, it's 1%. So that's actually kind of cool. There's a lot of cool little things. It helps you find out how much interest you'll pay when you're trying to pay off a balance. So that's interesting. And overall, it's a really well thought out thing, and I really like it. But again, for me, I look at it and I go, it's great, but it's a product that has a very narrow direction and is really, really, it's a narrow direction in the fact that it's US only. And again, you have to have a credit rating. Now, some stuff that we found out after the fact, interest rates, 13%, which is pretty low, to a very steep 24%. So depending on where your credit falls, you're going to be either really, really low or really, really high. So it's, that's the thing. And I think privacy focus, this being a privacy focus thing is great. I will say Goldman Sachs still knows because they're the back end bank for this. They still know a lot. And I think that's one thing where I'm hoping we see Apple is kind of the next step is I hope we see Apple take Goldman Sachs out of the equation and have an Apple bank. Literally have an Apple bank. And what I mean, and people say, well, why would you want that? Because then we know privacy end to end. We know privacy end to end because they can do banks the right way. But right now, Goldman Sachs, and they have said Goldman Sachs will not sell that data, will not give that data away. So that's great. They also made, but they made a lot of really interesting announcements. I think they also made some announcements last week with the iPad Air 3. They didn't call it iPad Air 3, but it is the iPad Air 3. The iPad Mini. This was the week before the event because they wanted to have all these things out. The AirPods 2, which I'm going to go through all of them. So iPad Air, first of all, is basically just a rebranded iPad Pro. The only difference is it has the A12, not the A12X. Really the only difference. And it's a gorgeous product. It's a nice product. It's great. I heard a lot of people complaining and blah, 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 about, oh, well, it uses the old Apple Pencil. Okay, guys. Here's the thing. I know how this story was going to go if they had done it the other way. People like to complain about, oh, well, it has the old app. Why didn't they do the new? Because they would have what would happen is they would have had to redesign the case, because they would have. The way the Apple Pencil, the new Apple Pencil works, is it requires a flat side. So you would have to have that. And for that to work, they would have to redesign the case, and you'd have to buy a new pencil, which a lot of people buying the iPad Air probably don't want to have to buy the more expensive pencil. They're probably people that maybe have an iPad and just want a second one and want to use the same pencil or have a pencil from maybe they have a pencil from a previous iPad, an iPad Pro, and they want to use a pencil. Then that's the case. But they don't necessarily want to go out and buy another pencil, or if they have to buy another pencil, they don't want to spend more money than they have to. The old pencil, yes, stupid design, plug it into the iPad to charge it, that is stupid, we all agree with that. I agree that maybe it would have been nice if they had, but I can tell you what the headlines would have been if they had done that. It would have been Apple changes the case design, makes the iPad Air more expensive, which makes it pointless as a purchase, because why would you spend almost $700 for that when you can get the iPad Pro for $799? So, in that perspective, I think people need to kind of think about before they start whining what's going on here. Because I've heard that complaint a lot. Well, they didn't use, but same with the iPad Mini. People that are buying iPad Air and iPad Mini want a lower cost iPad. They're not, if they wanted a, they want a lower cost iPad with the features of the Pro. They're still getting pencil support. They're still getting a keyboard. It's just they're not getting the magnetic charging, which sucks. I agree, that sucks. I'm not there. I make no bones about that. That does suck, and that they need to do something about it. But again, it is the way it is. iPads, they announced iPads. They also announced AirPods. Now, AirPods for me. So, I'm a little, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the pricing structure of these new AirPods. So the pricing structure of these AirPods are, these are Canadian prices because I'm from Canada, $229, $269, And then if you just want the case, it's $99. So 229 for AirPods without wireless charging, the AirPods without wireless charging, with the updated internals. That's not a bad price. I don't have a problem with that. Problem I have is when we get to 269, because at 269, I start to have an issue, because literally a coil, it's literally a wireless charging coil, is all they really need to add to that case to make it wireless charging. And maybe, I don't know exactly what would need to be added for AirPower. Maybe there's some special hardware, but literally, it shouldn't add $40 to the price of the case. It should add maybe $10. It should be $239 for the wireless charging case, or something like that, not $269. And then it's $100 for the wireless charging case, which is, again, really expensive, but whatever. You got the new H1 chip, which is faster and everything like that. It's, I think, like 50% faster. So that's, or two times faster. Like it's they made a lot of great improvements in this device, in the AirPods. I don't, problem I have with AirPods is I don't like the hard plastic at the on the ear tips. That actually makes, like, I'm to record this podcast right now, I'm wearing Bose, the Free Sport headphones, wireless headphones, and they're great because they are soft tipped. They're great in that respect. I'm not a fan of hard tipped, and that's one of the reasons. I will say, I really would like to try some AirPods. I gotta say though, one of the biggest things that I'm waiting for is AirPower. Where is AirPower? Now we've seen a lot of leaks. We think it's coming. It's the boxes have leaked. All this stuff's leaked. Is it on its way? Well, I think it is. I'm thinking it is. Now, will they announce it, or will they wait to WWDC? And I don't know. This is a very interesting thing because, and actually, this is another point about the event that I thought was kind of interesting. A lot of the announcements they announced, and Apple Pay, or not Apple Pay, Apple Arcade is actually one of the main ones that kind of I thought about when I was thinking about this event in preparation for this podcast, was Apple Arcade in years past would have been something they announced at WWDC. This would not be something they would pre-announce. Because really, this is a developer focused thing. You have to have developers have to support this service. If they don't support it, there is no way. So I'm kind of surprised they said this early on, that oh thing. They announced some other things that kind of tell us some stuff. First of all, Apple Arcade's coming in the fall, which means it's undoubtedly going to be baked into iOS 13. I don't know if it'll come to iOS 12. It might as an update. It won't. It'll be iOS 13 because it'll update to iOS 13. It'll update the App Store to iOS. When you update the OS, it'll iOS 13 will have it. So won't be available on iOS 13, I don't think, unless, or on iOS 12, unless they find a way to update iOS 12. App Store, but presumably the way they've done it in the past is anybody on iOS 12 will just update to iOS 13 and get Arcade. So we know that it'll be an iOS 13 feature. We know it'll be an iOS 13 feature. So people that don't want to upgrade to iOS 13, well, you'll be out of luck. Apple Arcade. So we know that's in iOS 13. We already know one of the iOS 13 features. Apple TV coming to the Mac. We know that's, again, a Mac OS 10, 10.15 or whatever the number is. That's coming. So they've kind of given us a little bit of a future look at this stuff. I'm curious to see how this goes. In May, they are releasing the Mac, the TV app for the new TV app for the iOS and tvOS, and they're releasing the channels. Those three channels you can buy through the TV. But as far as the streaming service goes, that's not till fall. Which, why they announced something 6 months in advance, I have no idea. But it was a very interesting announcement. It wasn't the eye-catching announcement that we usually get from Apple. It was more subdued, and the Apple Card, I think, was the most interesting for me. I'm excited to see how the Apple Card goes. I think it's great, some of the features, like the fact that instead of having weird names on your bill, it'll actually tell you what it is, so like 7-Eleven and using maps, and that's cool. I'm confident in Apple Card. I'm just disappointed that it's not broadly available, but I think we'll get there. I think we'll get there, and I think Apple's gonna. I'll be interested to see who's able to get accepted. Like if they do take people that have lower credit ratings, I'll see. We'll see. But that is all for today. Thank you for joining me. Sorry for the lack of episodes. I will be doing some more regular episodes. It's just been really busy lately, so I will be back. Probably next week or later this week with another episode. I have a lot of episodes that I've got planned out, so I'll see you then.